You say that this is not, this case does not, that these executive orders do not address an unusual and extraordinary threat. I understand that argument. Suppose that the facts were that it was suppose that there was an imminent threat of war, not a declared war, but an imminent threat of war with a very powerful enemy whose economy was heavily dependent on U.S. trade. Could a president under this provision impose a tariff as a way of trying to stave off that war? Or would you say, no, the president lacks that power?
Couldn't do tariff, but could do quota, embargo, all of those things.
Could do all those things, but the president could not impose a tariff. That's the one thing he couldn't do.
There's a category shift between a tariff and the other eight powers in IEEPA because it is revenue raising. So it's not a difference in degree or something like that. That's why, you know, I don't doubt tomorrow.
Even if the purpose of this had nothing whatsoever to do with raising one penny, the president didn't want to raise one penny. The president wanted to deter aggression that would bring the United States into a war. You would say, no, can't do that.
Yeah, Justice Alito, I think you've said many times the purpose isn't what you look at. You look to actually what the government is doing. And if you disagree, if you think we're, you know, if you think, or excuse me, if you ruled for us and the president says, I need this power, he can go across the street to Congress tomorrow and get it by a simple majority through reconciliation. But if you vote for them, this power, as Justice Gorsuch said, as Justice Barrett said, is going to be stuck with us forever. The power
Can I ask you,